yesterday after several weeks off following the Sharon Osbourne episode. Welcome back, Jason. Yeah, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I've rarely watched the show, admittedly, but I did record it yesterday. Lex, I know you watched it.
Yeah.
Ladies first, your observations over this first episode.
Oh, wow. It was very awkward to watch, I think just because it was so out of format, but the important conversations to have. It did feel weird that Sharon wasn't there, because it just felt like there was no, you know, the whole thing was, listen, we need to listen to each other. But maybe the person who really needed to listen was Sharon, although I don't know if she would have put herself in that position, because it probably would have felt like a bullying situation or a ganging up type of situation. Although we did get some information, answered some questions. For instance, Cheryl, why she didn't text Sharon back. She acknowledged that she did get those text messages, but hasn't had a phone conversation with her. And she said it was because it was an ongoing investigation and she just didn't want to violate anything that, you know, could be suspect, which I think that's a good reason not to. The part that I think was missing was, well, then what now? So, yes, you didn't answer then. That makes sense. There was a month-long investigation, but do you call her now? Do you have any plans to? Is it too late? Is there a point of no return? Because they have done the show together for a decade. And hopefully that's important to her, but maybe not. I mean, she did also throw out the Maya Angelou quote of when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. So I don't know if that means that there's no hope for them, but that would be sad to see.
Yeah, there were, this was obviously out of format. A difficult situation for all of the hosts there. Cheryl, I'm glad that you brought that up, because there were some mixed signals as a viewer just consuming it. Yeah. Because she did say the Maya Angelou, but before the Maya Angelou quote, she was like, she gave a scenario where she said, look, if Sharon came up to me in a public space or whatever and put her hands out, I would accept it. You know what I mean? So she said that, but then she stopped that sentiment. And then, you know, I think someone asked her a question, so she didn't complete that sentiment. And then she said the thing about, she gave the Maya Angelou quote, which, by the way, is one of my favorite quotes ever. And it's very true. And it looks like it's applicable here. The other thing that I thought was, there are two things I found interesting. Right off the top, Cheryl opened the show in a pre-recorded thing backstage, and she said that Sharon left the talk, which I found interesting. And then, like you said, the discussion of the text messages, because as we know, we've covered it on the show, Sharon, as we had receipts, she said she sent three text messages to Cheryl. Cheryl cleared that up. She goes, you know, since we're clearing stuff up, I did receive them, like Alexa said, but because we are I was talking to the crew here at Fox, and we're like, we don't blame Cheryl, because if you are under, if you are in the middle of an internal HR investigation with you and another employee, oh my goodness, I would be freaked out to not respond to anything. You know what I mean? Because those text messages can be used and misinterpreted anyway. Yep. So that was cleared up. And it seems like, and my apologies, because I do not watch the show. I think Elaine is the other Elaine, and then there's Carrie Ananaba, and there's two new co-hosts. But anyway, and Carrie Ann was not there that day. I did not realize the role and the...
Carrie Ann was there.
Oh, I thought she said she wasn't there that day.
Oh, the day of. I thought you meant yesterday. So I was like, wait, oh, no. Yeah. I don't know about that.
She wasn't. She said that she opened the show and said that she was not there that day. So she was going to.
I thought you meant yesterday. Sorry.
No, she just meant that she was going to sit back and kind of listen during the show. But
yeah, she did.
Yeah, and she did. And I don't know a lot about the other two co-hosts. Yeah. I was there was a lot of hurt all the way around, and you could tell that there was not just Cheryl, but all of the hosts were really, really put off. Sharon Osbourne that day.
Yeah.
And there was a level of hurt and frustration from all of the hosts, not just Cheryl. Were you going to say, Dawn?
Well, I was wondering at one point, and I don't know if this was, I heard it from you guys on the show. The only thing that bothers me about the text messages is that I felt like it was my... When Cheryl said that she hadn't heard from her at all, and Sharon said, I did text her a bunch of times and I went to her dressing room to apologize, I felt like that was disingenuous because that gave me an opinion of Sharon Osbourne thinking she doesn't even care enough to apologize and she's not sorry. But the fact of the matter is that she did come to her dressing room. Is that correct, or am I getting that
wrong?
They
didn't address that.
Okay.
No, they didn't address
that. I feel like that made me have a different opinion of Sharon.
Sharon Osbourne, yeah.
Because of what Cheryl said. It's like, oh, wow, she's not sorry. You know, we all have had times where we've, you know, lost our temper and said stupid things.
Absolutely.
And so Sharon was owning it, and Cheryl seemed to act like that she wasn't owning it.
Yeah. Elaine Welteroth, I want to get her name right and not just refer to her as another host. Amanda Kloots and Elaine Welteroth are the two new ones. And Elaine was the one. Elaine really spoke. Elaine spoke almost more than Cheryl about that day. I kind of felt, if I'm being very honest, when I was watching it, of course this episode was out of format. But I kind of felt like we as viewers were listening to an HR intervention that we should not have been listening to.
Because there was the expert there.
He was
kind of like leading the conversation, asking, how did you feel? And how did you feel? And maybe they have been doing that behind the scenes. But
they said they have been.
Same way too, Jace.
And I'm not making light of it. I'm not making a joke, but I'm just telling you, as someone sitting on their couch watching CBS, the way they formatted it and the fact that this guy was there kind of not dictating, was kind of moderating the whole thing. I was like, we've all been in those HR. we've all been in those kind of lunch and learn situations. And I felt like I was watching a CBS internal HR lunch and learn. And
even more fun than the talk is usually to me.
Oh yeah. And I just felt like, wow, I hope people get a lot. I hope people take something from this, because I think that was their goal. It was a fascinating episode.
They were also still being very careful about how they were phrasing things, and the very real conversation about not appearing as an angry Black woman
is
I think they were demonstrating that again.
Yeah.
And also that they're on this tightrope, she said this, that, you know, you go back and forth, and she's been watching the episode, and you see these two Black women walking on a tightrope that they walk on every day, and it just felt like they were doing it again. So, I don't know. They were very careful. I mean, everyone was. You don't want to say the wrong thing. That's why this is such a difficult conversation to have.
I did love Cheryl opened the door a little bit. I'm so glad that you pointed that out, Lex, because Cheryl opened it up a little bit when the moderator kind of pressed her, and then we have to go. Pressed her and was like, no, go ahead and say it, Cheryl. And Cheryl said, I felt like I was being talked down to. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, audience. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was being talked down to a little bit, and I am a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
And Cheryl didn't even want to say that. And then it was the moderator that said, no, go ahead and say it. And Cheryl edited herself the first go around, and then she goes, no, I'm going to say it. I felt she was talking to me, and I'm thinking to myself in my head, I'm a grown-ass woman. Do not talk to me this way.
Well, and race aside, if anyone talked to anyone about any topic the way that Sharon Osbourne did, and how she, you know, don't cry, you know, that is condescending. Yeah. No matter what... patronizing, whatever, you know, how
no matter
she's
what
right
topic is.
I think we all felt that, no matter who you are, no one wants to feel small in a conversation like that.